Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Olson, how many people have been charged with crimes of violence in connection with the events on January 6th?
Senator, I'm not sure exactly how many have been charged with crimes of violence. I know that there are
How many have been charged with nonviolent crimes?
I don't have the numbers of people charged, whether at the state or federal level. I know that
How many people are currently incarcerated concerning the events of January 6th?
I don't know the number of people incarcerated. Again, I know that
let me ask you that. Look, we've limited time, so I don't want you to filibuster. You either know the answer or you don't. How many people have been placed in solitary confinement concerning the events of January 6th?
I don't have any information about that, Senator.
You know, Mr. Olson, I will say it was sad. Senator Lee just asked you about this. Back in June of 2021, Senator Lee and I and two other senators sent a letter to the Department of Justice asking these questions, asking about the differential prosecutions. Let me ask you, during 2020, Black Lives Matter and Antifa riots all across the country, there were over 700 police officers injured by Black Lives Matter and Antifa riots. How many people have been charged with crimes of violence concerning those riots all across the country?
I don't have information on how many. I would say, hundreds of people have been charged, as Ms. Sanborn.
You would say, but you don't know.